So 90 treble 3 105, 077 66 105 105. Lots of people giving me stick for biting my tongue, but we're soldiering on here regardless. Thanks to Pammy for looking after the show over the last number of days. Thank you very much indeed. Now, a blind man from Newtownards who was turned away from a restaurant in Bangor because he was with his guide dog has indeed welcomed the settlement of a case he brought with the support of the Equality Commission for Northern Ireland. The gentleman in question, Mr. James Cosgrove, is with me in the studio, as is the lovely Imogen, his dog. James, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
James, I'll bring you a little closer to that microphone because I'm admiring Imogen there with you. And obviously, Imogen is just vital to your daily routine.
She is indeed. I mean, I can't function outside without her, you know, unless there's sighted help. But for my own independence, Emmy's it.
It must have surprised you no end when you went to a restaurant and there was a suggestion that you couldn't get in.
I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. I was absolutely stunned when we were turned away and they said, I'm sorry, we don't allow dogs. We explained, you know, this is a guide dog. She would be exempt from that.
It's very evident when you look at Imogen that she is a guide dog. Had she all the high fluorescent gear on at that time?
Oh, yes, I had her harness on because she was guiding me at the time to the door of the restaurant.
And when people were explaining at that restaurant to you that dogs weren't permitted, it's very understandable that dogs aren't permitted in restaurants, but, you know, do they have no comprehension of the importance of guide dogs and indeed legislation?
No, I think they didn't realise that, you know, one, that guide dogs are so well trained, and two, that they're so well looked after, you know, both by their owners and vets.
And were they basically just saying to you, sorry, the dog can't come in? When you explained the importance of the dog, what was said to you then?
They said I could come in if I left the dog outside, tied up, or we could get a carry-out and take it somewhere else to eat it.
It sounds shocking. It certainly does. And I must say, the Equality Commission would have seen this, I suppose, as a penalty kick. Mary Kitson is a senior legal officer with the Equality Commission. Mary, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
A penalty kick is probably the right term, isn't it? Because surely, under no circumstances, can you turn away a guide dog.
Well, certainly the Equality Commission on our website has guidance for both guide dog users and for service providers about best practice and how service providers are under a duty in respect of the disability legislation to make reasonable adjustments to their practices and policies and procedures to ensure that disabled customers are not treated less favourably, or procedures are in place that make it impractical or impossible for guide dog users to use services. So certainly there is guidance available both to guide dog users and to service providers about their duties under the legislation.
Now, it's a wet day and Imogen's in the building here and we're hardly aware of her presence in the building. Usually, if a dog comes in on a wet day, you'd smell the damp, or the dog would be flapping about or shaking itself or waggling its tail or whatever. This dog just seems serene, and that's the way guide dogs are trained. So the guide dog in the restaurant, she would have behaved like that as well, wouldn't she?
Yes, Jim has explained and did try to explain to the restaurant owners that this is an assistance dog, that it is highly trained. Assistance dogs do not wander about the restaurant. They're trained to sit under a table at their owner's feet. They are highly disciplined, and the guide dog user also is very much in control of their dog and relies on it heavily.
Now, the owner of the Bangalore restaurant has indeed agreed to pay the costs of £1,250. They're paying James £1,250 plus the legal costs. Apologised unreservedly to you, James. You're accepting that apology, I presume?
Absolutely, yes.
And would you go back to the restaurant?
I would. I mean, we heard good reports about the restaurant. That was why we wanted to go and see. They just weren't aware of the law, perhaps, but they're more than happy to change it and accept people like myself that would have a guide dog, so I'd be happy enough to go back.
You see, maybe they're in a better position today as well, because you're praising the standard of the food, people are recommending the restaurant. You've also liaised with the, obviously through the Equality Commission, to highlight the issue, but the restaurant is now providing an even better service because they're opening their door, as they quite rightly should, to an assistance dog.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to go back and... Well, once I've sampled the food for myself, I'd be happy to recommend it then to anybody else.
This seems like a good outcome, doesn't it, Mary?
Yes, it's a very good outcome, both for Jim personally, and that it is important for individuals to bring such cases, to raise awareness, to highlight to other disabled people that if they suffer discrimination, they can do something about it. They can seek advice from the Equality Commission, and we will support them in challenging that discrimination. It also is a good outcome for the service provider, because now they are aware of their obligations under the legislation. They're willing to work with the Commission to look at their policies, to train their staff, to make sure that this doesn't happen again, and hopefully other service providers will learn lessons from what's happened today.
Are there places that can refuse an assistance dog?
Certainly, one of the major issues appears to be in relation to restaurants and anywhere providing food. But the Chartered Institute for Environmental Health has recommended that guidance dogs or assistance dogs are exempt from a no dogs policy because of the standard of training they have received and the very clear obligations on the dogs and the guide dog users as to how the dogs behave when they're with them in any situation. So certainly if you have the Chartered Institute for Environmental Health saying it's okay for dogs, guidance dogs to use and to be available to go into restaurants, then it really does make such a difference to a disabled person's life. And we feel that every person in Northern Ireland should be able to access services and should be treated with dignity and respect when they're doing so. Jim described how he felt very humiliated and embarrassed by what had happened to him. And whilst the restaurant owners may not have been aware of the law, the impact on Jim was very, very damaging. And that's why it's important that the case was brought.
Because we do have to keep in mind it's very difficult for restaurant owners to meet all the requirements of health and hygiene. The rules are exceptionally strict.
Yes, and that's why it's important that there is particular guidance available on the Equality Commission website, best practice guidance for service providers. And if any service providers have any queries in relation to that, then they're more than welcome to contact the Equality Commission. We have an advice and compliance section which gives advice to service providers and to make sure that we can support service providers in ensuring that further discrimination does not occur.
And can Jim go to any hotel in Northern Ireland and stay in the principal suite in any hotel?
Yeah, we would see there'd be no reason why Jim, with Imogen as his guidance dog, would be able to access any services. Anyone that's met Jim and Imogen comment on how well behaved the dog is, how very appropriately behaved the dog is at all times, and therefore it is Jim's eyes, and without being able to use the dog, then his life is severely restricted.
Jim, have you tested that one at all, going to a posh suite in one of our leading places to stay?
Yeah, I have been to several hotels and been to a number of restaurants and never had any problem. In fact, you know, staff would comment how well she's behaved, and you know, once she gets under the table, she doesn't budge. Doesn't matter who's walking by or if anybody drops anything. She just stays where she's at.
Yeah, I must, because you arrived into the studio as I was introducing the programme, and you know, I'm admiring Imogen from a slight distance. I must have a look at her here during the break, a proper introduction. Mary, thanks for coming by. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim, I think everyone's benefited from you taking the action, because at the end of the day, it's such an important message to get out there. The vital role the guidance dog plays.
Absolutely. I mean, I just can't be without her. So the fact that people know that she is acceptable everywhere and anywhere, it helps other people too.
Well, what age is she now? How long have you had her?
I'll have her 3 years in June, and she's about five and a half now.
Yeah, the two of you must be, like, do you become pals as well, or is she simply a form of assistance?
You become pals. You get a bond. And you just know how each other's going when you're out working. You know, it's I mean, I can tell whenever she's getting ready to avoid like a crowd or maybe start working through a crowd or avoid an obstacle, and she lets me know that it's coming up and we're ready to go.
Yeah, that must be great. It must be a great feeling to know that they can be so well trained that the dog literally is your method of vision. And it's you say a bond. It goes without saying you need to have a bond for all of that to work.
There's a lot of trust, and I mean, I trust her implicitly. You know, I can go anywhere, even places that I don't know, and I can still feel safe and confident that she's so well trained. She'll always keep me safe.
How do you know when you're in the house when she wants to go out to the loo?
she'd sort of stand up and start walking about, and she'd head towards the back door. But usually, I would have like times where I would let her outside, and she's adjusted herself then to fit that she knows whenever I'm going to let her out and she's ready to go.
It seems strange to be asking a question probably about house training whenever she's capable of so many other things.
Uh-huh.
She can keep you safe the length and breadth of the land. She'll probably know how to go out the back door. Jim, thanks very much for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Imogen as well, and Mary.
Thank you.
Well done, the Equality Commission, for sorting that one out. It's 19 minutes past nine.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Listening to you. Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.